Welcome to the Climb Blue podcast. It's time for a mini match preview, not quite inside Bodymore, because John, you're in Amsterdam to see Villa play Ajax this Thursday. I'm at my parents' house in my sister's room, where the Wi-Fi here isn't brilliant, but it's better than my own house, where I've got no Wi-Fi for 2 more weeks, would you believe? So I'm doing my best to still get the podcast out to you. So hopefully I come across loud and clear. Visual quality might dip, but as long as you can hear me okay, that's fine. John, how are you, mate? I know you've been through the wars a little bit today with some illness. Are you okay?
I feel pretty dreadful, to be honest, but I'm all right, yeah. Soldiering on. I got here at like 2 o'clock or something. But yeah, I've been feeling bad. Doesn't matter. But here, looking forward to Villa Ajax, then press conference on Wednesday. So we'll get some different updates then, injuries, etc. Specifically, Jacob Ramsey. Looking forward to Thursday.
So it's round of 16 action then for Villa. Ajax first, away from home. It's knockout football now, John. We're in the serious stuff. How do you just kind of approach this game, do you think? Is it full strength? Do you absolutely go for it in the first leg? Or do you think there is room for, not rotation as such, but maybe a couple of changes here and there?
I think it'll be pretty much full strength. It's the kind of business end of the season now, and obviously we've got 2 competitions left as such. So full strength. I think the only one kind of area that you look at is maybe, you know, does Pau Torres start or not, or do we basically save him for Tottenham? It's only been just over a week since he picked up another injury, so we need to, you know, be careful with what we do with Pau. He's obviously had a kind of different reoccurrences of that foot injury, and this was obviously a different problem. But yeah, hopefully, you know, it'd be totally fine for Sunday. But that would probably have a bearing on what we do with him on Thursday. So I wouldn't expect him to start. And I think if he starts, this is going to sound silly, but if he starts, it'll be because, you know, he is absolutely fine to play. I don't think we'll be doing any risks with him. And that's obviously why he didn't even come off the bench in the Luton game when we, you know, for 20 minutes, we obviously needed to find that winner. And I was thinking, well, maybe he might bring Pau on. And he did basically everything but Pau and Chambers and Olsen and maybe one more. Yeah, I still don't think he's probably 100% ready. So I wouldn't expect him to start against Ajax. But I'm happy with that because I think, you know, we proved that we could beat Luton without Pau. We can beat Ajax over 2 legs without Pau playing the first leg. But obviously the Tottenham game is a single match, 6-pointer, etc. I think it will be pretty much full strength apart from probably Pau.
We start a big week here, don't we, with this game? Although from the Monday Q&A show, we know that your week starts on a Friday. But this week starts with Thursday night football. Ajax, Spurs and Ajax over the course of 7 days is a really kind of crucial part of the season, isn't it? In theory, and I'll start with the negative side of things, we don't have such a great gap on the top four because we don't beat Spurs and we go out of Europe this time next week. Like, that's the worst case scenario. The best case is that we're through to the quarterfinals and we beat Tottenham and pretty much secure ourselves 5th place, if not 4th. Yeah. That's how much is riding on these next 3 games. Not to add any extra pressure on or big it up anymore, but it is an important part of the season now we're in.
You could probably add West Ham away onto that just because it becomes, or so it comes before the international break. And every weekend now feels like an opportunity for,
like a cup final.
Exactly. But it's an opportunity for us to pull clearer or pull, you know, some more points clearer of United or Tottenham. But then equally, it's an opportunity for them to gain on us. For example, if we beat Tottenham or we draw to Tottenham, but then we draw to West Ham, Tottenham could gain points on us in the next 2 weeks, or Man United, or whatever it may be. So every game is crucial, but you just want to get to that, to the break with no more injuries. Hopefully, you know, everything is going to settle down on that now. I know, obviously, the Ramsey stuff is frustrating. And again, we'll have an update from Emery, hopefully, on Wednesday night. This is all, it's all very serious now, isn't it? It all feels very real. You know, Villa are genuine contenders for top four. I know we've known this for a while, but we've got to the point where we've proven that we can now last this long. We're not in the running yet, but we will be in the conversation during the running, if that makes sense, because we've got such a good on United. We know we're not going to fall away in the next, you know, I don't know, month or so, which means that going into like mid-April, we're going to be in with a chance. So yeah, hopefully we have the Conference League as well at that point. And I believe it's about mid-April that the quarter final, and then it's like a week break and the semi-final. So you want to kind of give I keep saying that we want to basically give ourselves the best opportunity, especially in the league, to have as little stress as possible, if that makes sense. So can we beat Spurs and West Ham? That would go, you know, some way to, you know, basically allowing us to then, you know, have, I don't know, three more wins, and it would basically, you know, that would be for sure top five, and it would have a huge boost for us going into the rest of the season. Plus Tottenham, their games are going to get difficult as well from about mid-April. So yeah, if we can go into the last kind of 2 weeks of the season with potentially a final in the Conference League, and you know, I don't know, maybe one more win out of the remaining three games or something, last four games even, that's, as I said, like the kind of dream scenario. So yeah, the next few games are really pivotal for that.
And before we start talking about Conference League semi-finals and finals, obviously we've got to get through this Ajax game, and it's not going to be easy. Just away from the match quickly, I know you've only been in Amsterdam, what, 3 or 4 hours as we record this part of the show. Just give us a flavour of the journey, the city so far, where you're staying, like what's going to happen over the next, you just mentioned Emery's press conference tomorrow, like what does the next day or so look like for you over there?
Been to Amsterdam quite a few times recently in the last, I don't know, 6 months or whatnot. I came here to get a connecting flight, which doesn't really count, I suppose. But if, I think most people know, like the airport out here, it's Schiphol or Schiphol, I don't know. It's huge. It's like a city. So, yeah, you can get lost quite easily. And I came here for the Alkmaar game as well. I didn't really get a flavour of Amsterdam. and Alkmaar was really nice. But, yeah, I can show you the stadium, I think, if you'd like to see.
Go on, then. Try it, yeah. Let's see if the Wi-Fi holds up. What a reveal this is going to be, by the way.
Oh, the lights are off anyway. You can't see it.
Oh, yeah. Can't really see anything.
What a joke.
Boo. You say Emery's press conference is tomorrow. That's pretty standard, isn't it? 24 hours before the game, when you've been to the other European away games. It's like Wednesday evening, isn't it? Which is quite unusual compared to the normal Bodymore Heath previews, press conferences, sorry. But we can expect updates on a various different amount of things from tomorrow tea time, let's say.
Yeah, I can't quite remember what time it is. I think it's going to be in and around like 5 o'clock UK time, I think, the Emery Lands press conference. So basically what they do is, like, as soon as they land, Emery will just go straight to the stadium or wherever the press is being held, obviously with, not just on his own. And then a player as well. I don't know who the player will be. That's always a nice added bonus. So yeah, they go straight from the airport or wherever they've parked. What am I talking about? They go from the airport, wherever they've landed. I presume it's going to be Schiphol. And yeah, they go straight to the... I'm getting myself in that way. They go straight to the airport. No, they go straight to the press conference. And they crack on from there. I think Emery likes to have... He always has the training session in the day before. So they'll all train tomorrow on Wednesday morning. And then they'll be back after the game, probably like, you know, midnight, 1 a.m, something like that. So that's the bonus of playing so close to the UK as well, because they'll be in bed by like 1 a.m, 2 a.m, basically having no impact. It almost, not like a home game, but it's not far off it, because the travel time, say from Birmingham to Amsterdam, is nothing really. So yeah, that's a big bonus.
Delightfully chaotic this podcast is, which is what I expected. It's good to be back. Just on the game then, and let's talk about Ajax a little bit as it's the Ajax preview. If my situation at home was as it should have been, I had lined up an Ajax fan or reporter, I can't quite remember, to do the podcast, but obviously that's not going to be able to happen now, which is a shame. But this isn't the Ajax of the 70s, is it? This isn't the Champions League winning Ajax. They're a great club, and everyone will look at, oh, Ajax Villa, like that looks tasty, two big clubs, but they're not having a great season. They started the season terribly. They're fifth, or they were at least when I last checked last week, whenever it was, in the Eredivisie, which is not where they should be. Ajax should be competing for the title every single season. So what can we kind of expect on Thursday night? Do you think this isn't a title-winning Ajax side we'll be facing?
No, I think Villa will win the game, to be honest.
Me too.
Quite confident that we won't lose. Whether we draw the game or win it, I don't know, but I'm certain that we can definitely win the game. I just think it's an opportunity for our players to go to a nice big stadium, big pitch against a team who, yeah, as you say, Dan, have struggled. They're no better than AZ Alkmaar, who we've obviously played twice this season, thrashed them away from home. At home, we had a, you know, it was a bit more of a struggle, I suppose. But they're going to have to try and come out Ajax because it's their home leg. That's something that I think will play in Villa's hands during the competition, because when teams play at home, they know that this is their opportunity, because there's only two legs. They can't just play for a draw and then a draw in the second leg. And, you know, it's not how it works. It's knockout football. So this is their opportunity to, not that they can't, of course they can beat us at Villa Park, but so I think that's unlikely. So they're going to have to try and win this leg, I think, which is, I think, will actually help Villa. So yeah, there'll be more space for the likes of Bailey, Diaby, you know, Watkins, to score some goals. If Villa can score twice, which I think they will, they'll probably go on to win the game. So I'm pretty confident, actually. When the draw was made, I was thinking, oh, that's probably one of the better teams in the competition. But I'm okay with that, because this, I don't think we would have we're going to struggle against Ajax like I think we would have maybe if we played, I don't know, like Zagreb or a team like that, who will play in a more kind of fierce atmosphere, that sort of thing. And they will really have a home backing, and so will Ajax as well. But our players, I think, will just kind of, I don't know, embrace that. They're used to playing in front of 42,000 at home, and then most of the away games they play in the Premier League, you know, similar capacities, etc. So, yeah, I'm pretty confident.
Yeah, I think I said the day that the draw happened, though, I called it like the perfect tie for Villa. It's a tie that looks good. It's a prestigious club. It's great for travel, as you mentioned. Yeah. It's a big stadium. They're going to play, aren't they? And that suits Villa. I feel like if we were playing one of the lower ranked sides, you know, somebody that you've, with no disrespect, not really ever heard of, and they're going to sit in, that's a struggle for Villa. And yes, they still should have the quality to beat them, but they can come unstuck. And I feel like if Ajax are going to play, and as you say, going to come out tomorrow, Thursday, and try and win the game, that suits Villa, because they'll have a better game against an opponent like that. So I'm also confident that we'll win Thursday and win the home leg as well.
Yeah, and it is Ajax, who, as you said, they're one of the biggest clubs in the world. So the fans will be demanding. They're not going to defend on the edge of the box at home or even away for Ajax. They've rarely ever been in this position, not recently anyway, where they're watching a team who aren't even capable of challenging for the title, let alone winning it. So, yeah, there's clearly a lot of like disgruntlement, but also I don't think their fans will be happy and patient for their team to, you know, play home to Aston Villa and kind of just take a 1-1 or, you know, I just think, as you said, Dan, this is very, on the face of it anyway, it looks like a good opportunity for Villa. So yeah, hopefully we'll get through without any troubles, but we know it's never going to be like that. So I'm waiting for the worst as well.
Right, John, we'll end this mini preview for Ajax then with a score prediction. We didn't do a preview show for Luton, and obviously we don't track the European fixtures anyway. We only do Premier League. I think we'd both had Villa to beat Luton last week. I don't think either of us would have said 3-2. So I'll notch that up as a win. Correct score on our predictions. But for this one, we both said we're confident and we think we'll win. Do you want to put a number on it? Do you want to put a scoreline on it?
I'll say 3-1 Villa. This would be a very, very healthy result. Obviously, that means two goals. There's no away goals in UEFA competitions, I think, full stop. Any lead I would take, I'd take a 1-0, 2-1, whatever it may be. Would you take a draw, actually? That's probably an interesting question.
Well, I think we'll win at Villa Park. So over the course of the two legs, if we draw, I still think we'll go through. So yeah, in that sense, you really wouldn't.
Okay, fair enough. I get that. I just think in this game I wouldn't take a draw because I know Villa can win it. So
Later
in the competition, if we played at Lille or at Fiorentina or something like that, I think then I would probably take a draw and then take them back to Villa Park, because then they'd have to come out and try and get something, unless they're happy to play for a set piece. But yeah, I'd say 3-1
Villa. I'll go 2-0. Keep a clean sheet at long last. If we draw this one and win the home game, then we still go through, and that's fine. But I think we'll win both anyway. And yes, like you said, we'll kind of expect the worst and something to go wrong. But we should have the quality to beat Ajax home and away and progress through to the quarterfinals with limited fuss, really. And then kind of full focus on Spurs at the weekend. It would be nice to win this game 4-0 or something and then kind of forget about the second leg and just go all in on Spurs and West Ham. But yeah, let's see. It's exciting, though, isn't it, to be back in Europe? This has been something we've been looking forward to for a while. So all the best over there, John. Enjoy it. Drink it all in. We will be doing a live stream on the evening of Thursday. I'll be here at my mum and dad's again and doing it from here. So hopefully the Wi-Fi connection has held up for this little preview. This is kind of a test for does this setup work out on the road, so to speak. So do join us on Claret & Blue. Thank you very much for watching this one, and we'll see you all again very soon.